So, as we come today, and it's a time of memorial, sort of like we did with Leonard Holton. We had a time of memorial. He was not here with us, no casket or anything. He passed away in early August, but we celebrated his life. So what we do, and we come and we participate in this, Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. That's what we're doing. We're just taking time to think about our life, thinking about our forgiveness that Christ did with his shed blood. And we take the bread and we put it on our tongue or whatever, and it's sort of like dry and maybe, yeah. And then we take the cup and our taste buds come alive and we say, oh yeah, thank you Jesus for what you've done for us. So the table's been set, the altar rail is open, and you have two ways that you can participate. If you want to use the little cups which we have, you can do that. Or if you want to come to the altar, Tina and I would be honored to serve you. Come as the Spirit leads. Thank you, Jesus. Travis, the bread which represents the body of Christ, broken for you. Judy, the body of Christ, broken for you. Miss Debbie, the body of Christ, broken for you. Mark, my favorite gospel, body of Christ, broken for you. Jenny, the body of Christ, broken for you. Don, the body of Christ, broken for you. Tracy, the body of Christ, broken for you. Joanne, the body of Christ, broken for you. Miss Tina, the body of Christ, broken for you. The cup which represents the blood of the new covenant, shed for the forgiveness of sins. As we gather at the table here, whether you're in the pew with the little cups, or we are celebrating something that God has did for ourselves, something we couldn't do for ourselves, but not only with the forgiveness of sin, but the promise of eternal life. Yeah, it's a tough journey here in this old world, but we have something better to look forward to. So as we rise from this table, just remember and realize that your sins have been forgiven. You're made well and made whole, and go and share the good news and the hope with somebody that you might meet sometime in your journey in the next day or two or any time. Arise now and go in peace in Jesus' name.